You are now tuned in to Heat Check with Ty Slatter and Antonio Turner, right here on GTA Sports Network. Follow GTA Heat Check on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, GTA Sports Network, and check out GTASportsNet.com for all things basketball. Hello, everyone. This is Ty Slatter.
Antonio Turner.
Welcome to another edition of GTA Heat Check, brought to you by GTA Sports Network. Follow GTA Sports Network on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, GTA Heat Check. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel, GTA Sports. And don't forget GTASportsNet.com for all things world sports. Tom, how we doing, man?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Well, I'm not doing too good at all. I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm not doing too good at all for a multitude of reasons. I'm not even going to talk about that because we're not even talking about the NFL first. We're going to kick it off with the NBA.
I know, but you're talking about the money.
COVID going to mess up a lot of people's money the way it's looking. That's what I want to talk about.
I know.
COVID out here undefeated. I don't know what's going on.
In every sport.
Every league.
You hear about what they did in Canada.
Oh, yeah. Starting, I think, January 15th.
Yeah.
And they said, if you're not vaccinated, you can't even come in the country.
Well, that, and then they dropped in the fans 50% capacity.
Crazy, man.
COVID. Yeah, they said about, yeah, I knew they said about the NBA.
Uh-huh.
And probably what? What's else like?
Yeah.
I mean, hockey, don't want to travel.
Yeah, they're banning travel altogether.
No, say if you're not vaccinated, you can't go.
Yeah, travel, basically travel ban. If you're not vaccinated, you can't go.
Exactly.
So anybody trying to go to Canada, not that I was, but if anybody trying to go over there, yeah, if you ain't got the shot, you're getting blocked.
I've been to Canada.
I'm sure it is.
In the summertime.
Look, I ain't going there for a while. Look, I ain't going there no time. So, anywho, congratulations, Steph Curry, for breaking the all-time 3 points made. 2,974 did it right there in front of the number one, well, former number one and number two, Ray Allen and Reggie Miller, both Hall of Famers. And they did it in the Garden.
And he did it in less than 600 games left.
And did it against the Knicks. What is it with the Knicks letting everybody come to their Garden and make history? Every person comes to the Garden to make history, and the Knicks lose. It's never a Knicks player. It's always everybody else outside of Melo.
Outside of Melo, probably before that, Patrick Ewing.
So it's like, why do the Knicks let people come in and just break records in the Garden on them every time?
It's a conspiracy.
Is this something?
I don't know.
I don't know. But congrats to Steph Curry. Warriors have nothing but good news coming their way.
He don't destroy it.
Oh man, what?
Because that's
he on a 5-year deal.
That's if you, so if he played 5 years, we say saying five. He could play 6-7.
He could double that number.
What is it? 32.
Yeah.
He might. So
he could play till about 30.
If he played 5 more years, that's 37.
37.
If he wants
if to Chris Paul's still playing, he can play till 37. Because, I mean, we got the ankle braces.
The ankles hold up. Age.
And he plays off ball, too.
True.
He plays really
so
good
he
off ball.
If he plays 5 legit more seasons, he's going to destroy it, right?
He'll double it. Or at least come close to doubling.
Destroy it.
He'll drop another 1,000.
Exactly. He'll drop more than that.
Okay, 1,500.
Like three. He averaged 400 a year. 400 threes a year.
Okay, then that's like I said, 2,000.
Okay, so two.
So he's going to double the number. He could potentially double the number.
2,025.
That's crazy.
That's ridiculous.
And mind you, the Warriors are the best team in the West. And
they are.
They're arguably the best team in the league right now, record-wise.
They are.
And Klay Thompson ain't back yet. But I did get some news on Klay Thompson, though.
When he come back.
No. They confirmed that they're not going to activate him for Christmas. Of course,
oh, fans, they
because they don't want to. Here's my theory on it.
Lakers?
They play the Suns. Booker's will be back by then.
Oh, no, Lakers and
Brooklyn. But see, here's the thing, though. They want him to play on the 28th. I think that's the first home game. They want him to play his first game back home.
We might activate him for Christmas.
I don't think they will.
He's not starting.
He's
not starting anymore.
Right.
His first month, at least 15 minutes. 15 to 20.
Because he got to get his endurance back up.
I'll say 15 to 20. We're going to start 15. And
my theory on it is they know they're playing the Suns on Christmas. You don't want to put Klay Thompson against the Suns. His first game back, you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Because that's arguably the best
competition. Phoenix.
Oh. And that's arguably your competition.
They played 28, so.
Check it out. That's what they projecting him back to 28. Yeah, that's what I think they play. Who are they playing?
I
I think that's why they're not playing them on Christmas, because they don't want to go up against Phoenix his first game back.
They play tomorrow. Right, Raptors, they play the Kings, Grizzlies, they play the Suns. They play Denver.
Yeah, that's a better matchup. I like it.
They play Denver back to back.
I like it.
At home, and then they go Denver.
I like it. I would wait till Denver.
Yeah, they could. But
I wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't do it. I think Ja be back next week.
Ja should be back.
He been.
I didn't put them on the list. Oh, congratulations to the Grizzlies. Do you want to break down the amount of wins they've had since Ja been gone? They're like 9-1 their last 10.
Well, they did get I think they just lost.
They were on a hot streak without him.
When did they lose him? 1st of December?
Yeah, I think.
They lost him and they blew up and we lost the Thunder.
By like 30.
They lost the Thunder. That was that 74th
playoff. Oh, yeah, no, you're right. But they've been winning like crazy. It won like 9 games.
They won 3. They lost to Dallas. And they won 1. In December, they won 1, 2, 3.
Should be 9.
4, 5, 6. They won 6 out of 7 in December. If you include the end of that, 8, they beat the Raptors.
Should be 9.
And they won to beat the Grizzlies. And they beat the Kings.
Yeah, they're 9-1.
Okay. I don't know. I can't remember when you got hurt.
They're 9-1 their last 10. I can say that. Yeah. They're on a hot streak.
Yeah,
they've only lost by like 2 games since he's been gone. One or two games.
Yeah, well, they lost to the Hawks.
And okay.
I think that's around when John hurt.
Okay.
It's either the Raptors or the Hawks.
Either way, can we at least give the Grizzlies some credit?
You know, all right.
Because they was not supposed to win that many games without
him. I'm globally shocked.
Nobody saw that coming.
I knew that. Well,
shout out to Dylan Brooks, though. He definitely stepped up. And Jerry Jackson stepped up.
That's who you got respect for.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah,
but Dylan Brooks is doing his thing, though.
Yeah, he got more consistent. I'm not the biggest Dylan
Brooks. I'm not either, but I mean, he's showing up now.
Jaren Jackson looking like
he's healthy now.
Because they're going to win tomorrow.
You brought up the Nuggets. Let's go ahead and tap into that for a second. Okay. Is Jokic a back-to-back MVP?
I wouldn't say.
Because Zach Lowe's definitely making a case for him.
Only reason it won't be.
The
record's terrible.
They're not.
It's not his fault.
He put up numbers, but he ain't got a team.
And he didn't play all the games.
That's true.
And it's not all his fault either. He's missing his 2 best players.
That's true.
His 3rd best player.
That's true.
And his 4th best player. That's true. You don't know what you're going to get from his 4th best player, Aaron Gordon.
Oh.
That's the 4th best.
Okay.
But Will Barton.
Why does that story sound so familiar? What?
Will Barton's out.
So he basically, Orlando.
Will Barton out.
Basically, he's the same version. He's always been.
Yeah, Michael Porter.
Michael Porter
is done for a year. They didn't say that, but they basically said that.
He's done
for a year. He got back problem.
Mm.
Came in the league with a back problem.
One of the worst issues you can have.
That's what you're going to start respecting.
Well, I didn't mention them on the list either. They're on an 8-game winning streak. Now, does that mean anything in the West right now? I mean, West is awfully competitive. Utah Jazz on an 8-game winning streak. Does that mean anything for us? League-wise, does that mean anything?
So,
do we give them any credit for that? Because we know what Donovan will give you every game. He averaging 29.1 points per game on a 55% clip. Does that mean anything?
So outside of the top 3, you got Golden State, Phoenix, and Utah. That's your top 3.
Okay.
Everybody else is pretty much where they need to. Everybody else is close.
Lakers should be like 4th, right?
Lakers are 6.
Who's 4th?
4th is the Grizzlies.
Wow.
The 18 and 11.
Wow. Who's 5th?
But the Clippers and Lakers are tied.
Okay.
For 16 and 13.
Who's 5th?
The Clippers are
5th. Oh, okay.
But them and the Lakers are tied.
Same record. Same record. So, okay. That makes sense.
And then.
Oh, I forgot. Oh, while we're talking about Jazz, Danny Ainge, your thoughts on that?
Utah?
Yeah, I forgot to tell you that. They gave him the governor and CEO. That. What's your thoughts on that? I don't think it's a bad move.
It's not bad. He's great with young guys.
Like he's a development guy.
He's actually great. Hey, that's low-key disrespectful.
How?
It's disrespectful to the Celtics. But they say he has a great relationship with, who's that, the owners? Or the people,
the guys that D-Wade work with?
Yeah, the people in the front office.
Yeah.
So he has a great break with them.
I think it'll work. And it's not
it's super disrespectful. It's so different. It's the West, not the East.
It kind of reminds me of
It kind of reminds me of
Remember when, what was his name? Who was the Timberwolves coach back in the day from the Celtics? No, it wasn't Danny Ainge, the other one. Former Celtic.
that played with Larry Bird. Give me the other name. He's a coach. He was a coach. He coached Kevin Garnett.
Oh my God.
He also coached the Rockets for a second, too, I think.
Rambis?
Not Rambis. No, he played for the Lakers. Who's the other Celtic that played with Larry Bird besides Danny Ainge?
Oh my God.
I can see his face. I know name you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh my God.
But he did good for the Timberwolves for a little while he was there.
Yeah.
What was his name? What was his name? Oh, I can see his face. He played with Larry Bird. Oh, man. Not Danny Ainge. The other
one. No, he played with both.
He played with him, though. The other one. The other one. He was the coach for the Rockets when James Harden first got down there. Like first year down there.
Oh my God, I know.
You know what I'm talking about. I can see his face. I can't remember his name right now. He be on TV all the time. Oh man. Is it Kevin? Not Kevin.
Not Kevin McHale. Is it Kevin McHale?
I think it's Kevin McHale.
I didn't know he coached.
I think it's Kevin McHale. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He was like the GM or like the basketball operations when Kevin Garnett was over there.
Okay.
When they got in trouble with the picks and stuff.
Okay.
He was in the office with Glenn Taylor and them for that time before when the Timberwolves were actually like Western Conference.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was their coach, I think, around that time.
So
it was Kevin McHale. It was Kevin McHale.
Was it? It was 11-15.
Yeah, there you go.
Because when you said it,
I couldn't think of his name.
Yeah, I remember Tom Donovan. I forgot about his name.
I was saying him too. Okay. But I was saying seeing Danny Ainge in the West, it reminds me of Kevin McHale when he was.
I mean, he was winning.
He was winning. That's when he was Timberwolves, right?
This is the
Rockets. Oh yeah. No, he was good. He was good with the Timberwolves too, though.
Yeah, is he somewhere?
Right now?
Like basketball operations? He's with the Celtics basketball operations. I do know that.
I don't know. I don't think he's doing anything right now.
Be up there though.
Let's say it was. Oh, sorry.
No, he ain't been nowhere since the Rockets.
Yeah,
that's his last team.
Yeah, he was a coach with Timberwolves. See, 2005, and he came back 2008-09.
So yep.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's what I'm saying. He was. Yeah, he had a winning record with them too. He should have a winning record with them too. Cause that was the best one of the best years I thought.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it was like right after they lost to the Lakers that season.
Oh, that's where he was analyzing too.
Yeah. There you go.
And he was
I remember seeing on TNT.
Too.
But seeing Danny Ainge go out to the Jazz, it reminds me of Kevin McHale to the West.
Yeah.
Because he's good enough to have a winning this situation.
Probably,
man.
Yeah, it's probably Danny
Ainge's last run. This is last run, though. Same with Boston. This is last run. We already said when Brad Stevens took his old job that he was grooming him for that next,
Brad Stevens. Like Brad Stevens.
We ain't going to talk. I think Jokic has a shot at it, but will he win it? Probably not, because his team is hurt.
That's right. It's probably gonna be KD or Steph.
I would throw Giannis in the conversation.
Yeah, Giannis would be the only reason I would say KD, because KD got more opportunity than Steph. Now with Klay coming back,
it's gonna nullify.
They got jelly back together.
Man. They do.
I don't know. It's not but
it's possible if Steph can make that process go smooth. Then you got to give Steph the MVP.
KD's got 30.
He's averaging more than Steph, though.
Yeah, a lot more. Like five more.
I saw the chart. I seen that.
Steph was averaging like 26. KD's got 30.8.
But you can't sit there and tell me you haven't seen it in the past where somebody scores a lot of points but still doesn't win it.
I know. I'm not going to say it's good, too, though. It's not like his percentage.
He's 7 feet tall with a 7'6" wingspan. What you going to do with that? The only other player that can even come close to matching that is Giannis. And Giannis is in protocol. So what you gonna do?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
So
and a record.
Yeah. Drew Holiday did his thing against the Pacers, though. He went off. You saw that, right?
Pacers.
I mean, they're going through it right now. I didn't even put them on my list.
They struggle today. But against the Pistons. They won't.
Do we want to dive into the East yet? We want to.
I don't care. I was just saying.
Remind me to bring Pacers up later because that's more bad news. Let's get the good news out the way. Isaiah Thomas, feel good story, the 5'9".
They gave him 5'9".
He's probably about 5'9". They say 5'9 on the article I read, but okay.
But I'm saying they used to give him 5'10".
They being generous.
They used to give him 5'10".
You pretty much all right.
I know. Yeah, because I'm 5'9". And you 5'8".
I put on this, I put on my shoes. I mean, I'm easily 5'8". You know, at least. But anyway, congratulations to Isaiah Thomas. He got a 10-day contract off the hardship exemption. For those who don't know, due to the COVID protocols running rampant, they got this new thing where if you have enough players on the injured list for more than 2 weeks in a row, which is i.e. the COVID protocol, for example, you can get another player on exemption even if you have a full 15-man roster. The Lakers took full advantage of this, going ahead and bringing IT back one more again on a 10-day contract. Congratulations to Isaiah Thomas. Well-deserved. After he just dropped 42 points in the G League the night before. He just signed this week.
I thought he was overseas.
He only been there like a week, 2 weeks at the most. And he's on the same team as last season. Ain't that something? Because they both playing for the Grand Rapids Gold, Denver's G League affiliate.
When did G League start?
They just started? Like a month or two ago. They start like a month after the regular league, give or take.
I saw him out eating.
He's on the Grand Rapids Gold.
Well, I know he's still living.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I was like,
but he plays for Denver.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he plays for Grand Rapids.
He's not far from
Denver. Nah.
Grand Rapids. About 4 hours?
Give or take. He's close to home. So he dropped 42, showed out. It was his G League debut, mind you. It was his first game with them and got signed the next day. That's what I'm talking about.
LeBron.
He saw. Now, timing is impeccable because coincidentally, the same day he got signed, Russell Westbrook went in the protocol.
I think they signed him before.
So they knew. I think they knew.
They might.
Something was.
They ain't got another point guard.
That timing was. Well, they got Malik Monk back, even though he's not a point guard.
I mean, LeBron's a point guard.
Right. I got you.
LeBron, Westbrook, the only two point guards they got.
So you can put Isaiah at the two.
Oh, and Rondo, but.
You can put Isaiah at the two.
I'm not putting Isaiah at the two. I don't know if he can still play at two.
I mean, you put 42 in the G League.
Can he still play at two, though? That's the G League. How long was that still playing in the NBA?
Last year.
Was it? I thought it was the bubble.
No, he had a 10-day hit a 10-day with the Pelicans. It was with Stan Van Gundy though, so you knew that wasn't gonna work.
That's probably
you knew that wasn't gonna work. You're asking a defensive-minded archaic coach to play with him with no defense. He's a liability. 5'9" against Giants. What you doing with that on defense? What you doing with that?
I mean, you probably put two with LeBron.
That's what I said.
If LeBron,
I mean, LeBron's at the one.
LeBron now.
LeBron's gonna be out there. He's gonna be out there. I mean, without Russ, he'll definitely play. I mean, that's kind of a given. Can I take a second to give LeBron some props for the numbers he's put up the last 10 games? His averages are insane. He's playing out of his mind.
He lost two games.
I know. But I'm talking about his numbers, like his points.
Since LeBron
back, can you pull up his stats real quick? I think he's averaging over 25 a game, 25, 8, and 8. Solid.
I don't know if it shows me like the last recently.
Show his average for this season. I think I think he's 25, 8, and 8 easily. I saw some games he had 30. I was like, okay.
Yeah, he went.
He had a triple double in a loss.
Probably game the next day.
I think he had a loss that game, but he had a triple double.
No, they won. They lost the game before.
Yeah. Westbrook had 23, 10, and 9 that last game. Apparently,
so LeBron's averaging 26. 6 and 7.
Not bad. 26, 6, and 7. He's right.
Game. He's right. In last five, they only lost one.
He's right in his average.
Grizzlies, but they beat everybody else. You know, it's a soft schedule.
What do you think the Lakers gonna fall when it's all said and done?
Be top six.
Well, now they got the play in. You're basically saying they're gonna make the playoffs. Barely.
We're gonna be versus. We tied right now with the Clippers.
You should be able to beat them at some point. Standing wise, you should be able to beat them. Go ahead. They're gonna fall off
to the four. I don't think they're gonna fall. I put the Lakers. In the
I like it.
Put Lakers four.
Grizzlies can't keep it.
Grizzlies gonna be top six. I don't know if they're gonna be able to hold off LeBron and the Lakers.
That's nice if they do.
They could. I don't know if they can.
They could. It would jog it back.
I don't know if they can beat the Lakers.
Jog it back.
And I don't know if they can beat the Lakers.
Mm.
Much as I love the Grizzlies,
when the, with the playoff lineup, how does it work now? Because I know how it worked before the play-in.
It's still the
do you do one and maybe 1-6?
1-8.
So it's still 1-8.
But they had to do the play-ins first.
That's true.
So you basically get like a couple of days off.
Ah.
The first 2 seasons. So first and second, you get wait for them to play. Then you get about
then you find out who you
almost a couple of days like.
So
they was it 7 and 8?
It was 7.
Oh no, 7 and
7, 8, 9, and 10.
But 9 and 10 play each other. Whoever win that got to play the 7 seed or the 8 seed.
The 8 seed, right.
And then the 7 seed basically just got to play one game. Because okay. If they lose, they go to 8 seed.
Right. Okay.
So if you're the 7 seed, you win, you just don't want to go to the 8 seed.
Your 8 seed got to fight.
Yeah, basically. If you're the 8 seed,
you fight. You got 2 teams below you trying to take your spot.
They're going to already have a game up.
Pretty much.
They're going to be ready to play.
Okay.
The 8 seed, you got to wait one game. And then if you're the 9 or 10 seed, you play each other.
Play each other, then whoever wins that one plays the 8. And if you lose the 8, you get knocked out because that 9 takes your spot. That's tough. You say Lakers top 6. I would if the Grizzlies can't hold on and they fall down, I hope they don't fall into the play-in.
They're better than Clippers.
They are better than the Clippers.
Only problem, just because I got a little bit of faith that they gonna get in.
Who?
Dallas. Luka out right now.
Yeah,
and they've been winning. They only lost the Lakers.
I will say, ooh, I will. I know. I will say, I don't know what I'm gonna get out of Jason Kidd as a coach. That's what I'm worried about.
It's not Jason Kidd.
It's the roster.
Yeah, pretty much.
Is it Porzingis?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Do you think he's still gonna be in a Dallas Mavericks jersey after the trade deadline?
If I'm Dallas, I would make the trade right now for Miles Turner.
I don't think do it for Ben Simmons. Can't afford him.
That's not enough.
Can't afford him.
If I'm the Sixers, I would find a trade.
I would too.
I don't want Porzingis that bad.
I don't either.
If I'm the Sixers,
I don't either.
If I'm Dallas, say who? Oh yeah, we'll do that right now.
We'll do it.
That would. I don't know how I feel about that team.
Luka and Ben.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about. They both hit the ball like constantly.
That's true.
And Ben can't shoot.
Luka don't play off ball, do he?
Not really.
Not really.
He's not.
He's more of a floor general.
Yeah, exactly. Which Ben Simmons is. But Luka can score, though.
It kind of defeats purpose.
Exactly. Luka, he put cross.
So basically, because I didn't put them on the list either, but we'll go ahead and tap into it. Because I don't know why.
Obviously, a team. Yeah.
Basically, Ben got a whole grocery list of teams that won, right?
Yeah.
What's the best fit outside of Portland? That's the one that I
best fit.
That's the one I said outside because there's other teams. Lakers said they want Ben, and I could see them trading Russ for Ben because of the contract. I could definitely see that happen.
I don't think
he wants to. I think from the report,
but I don't know if he
from the
if I got pick
from the report,
from LeBron, I would keep Russ. If I got pick one,
I would keep Russ
absolutely.
But here's the problem: I think the front office is worried because. Up until this little hot streak they got on prior to the protocol, they were winning every – they were, like, winning 2 games, losing 2 games. Win a game, lose a game, lose a game, win, lose. And I think
– I know it's always going LeBron, but that's not
really my right. Mindset is well, Russ –
Vogel fault.
Russ always starts the year off shaky.
Oh, yeah.
And he gets hot around All-Star break. Huh?
AD was in and out, and LeBron was in and out. So
I'm just gonna tell. I'm
bringing Frank Vogel.
Here's my no. Logan. We had this conversation Logan. Before. My issue is AD.
Yeah, true.
AD been playing like trash since they got the title in the bubble.
You see, he played the last 3 games. LeBron said, "Hey, we'll see you on Christmas play." That's next time we're gonna see
you. I agree.
We might get you a game before Christmas.
I agree.
We might give you a game.
I feel like LeBron said, "I'm getting tired. I don't want to hurt it because AD is one of those guys that he's sensitive."
That's what I
think LeBron didn't want to just chew him out. He said, "You know what? Take a couple games off. We'll hold you down. We'll do what we do until Christmas. Be ready for Christmas.
Yeah, we might let you come back one game before.
Get you ready.
Get you
because you're gonna have to get ready for KD because KD gonna put up a matchup against AD. That's
not fair.
That it's not.
And if James Harden gonna be back.
But going forward, I can we please stop comparing AD to Giannis, please? I'm asking. I don't know who started that BS.
I definitely didn't start
but
that.
I feel like you're disrespecting the MVP, back to back MVP at that. And I also feel like you prematurely put him on the NBA 75 list, and there's players that deserved it more than him. I've been saying it. I'm going to stay saying it. It was premature. He's not top 75.
That's the only reason. So it's a little premature, not a lot.
Yeah, they were off by at least
only
a season.
You're taking, only because you don't have the white in, you don't have Vince Carter in.
I'm ready.
That's off rip.
I'm ready to just go ahead and say
that's like three. Only reason I could maybe
AD is overrated.
Well, because he was underrated.
He was overrated in New Orleans.
No, he was underrated.
Problem is, he's getting exposed in Hollywood.
Because he was underrated. Because he was leading
he's nobody. Not what y'all thought he was.
No, but he was leading nobody. To
yeah, he was putting up stats on a bad team. Empty stats on a bad team.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, he's out there.
Outside of years, outside of that 1 year with the Marquis, but he was putting up.
And that was the team.
But he was going to the playoffs.
And so. Alvin Gentry. So I give more credit to the coach. And Dale Demps prior to him getting fired. Hey,
thank you. I think we talked all of them.
What's up?
This last podcast.
What happened? No. We didn't shine enough light on it.
I know. But
shout out to Alvin Gentry.
I'm not saying the Kings are.
The Kings are not playoff bound.
But
they are at least comfortable.
Exactly.
They're going to compete.
You can almost keep De'Aaron Fox for that if you keep Alvin
Gentry. Oh, that's who I saw.
That's the trade.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Ben Simmons for De'Aaron Fox.
I did see that.
I said that a long time ago.
I did see that.
Because I want De'Aaron Fox.
But what is De'Aaron's contract looking like? And can he make that money make sense?
Ooh. It got to be close to Ben's.
If I'm Philly.
The rookie Mac extension.
If Sacramento's on the phone. I want Buddy in here.
You give me
I would.
Yeah, I'm just gonna be
I would.
I don't know, but they ain't Philly, defense.
Because Philly need defense. Though. Philly need more shooters.
Well, De'Aaron's he got decent defense. Buddy ain't got no defense.
We need him to shoot. Because Danny Green.
Might be disrespectful.
Who you want?
You might get Curry too.
We're not sending Curry. Sorry.
You might gotta give me Curry thigh.
We're not sending Curry.
Might have to.
We not doing that. Then we'll let Buddy go to LA then. Because I don't need Buddy that bad.
Might have to.
I don't need Buddy that bad.
Because I don't want the other option is Shake. And I don't want Shake that bad.
I like Shake.
I know, but he's tradable though.
Shake's better in Philly than he is in Sacramento.
But you would trade Shake before you trade.
You don't need you got Halliburton. You don't need Shake.
Yeah, but
De'Aaron. And you got Davion Mitchell. You don't need Shake.
He can't shoot though.
Who can't shoot? He's defense.
Exactly.
Philly got defense. We don't need him.
I didn't say y'all need him, but
I'm not getting Shake either.
I need him for office.
Yeah, well, you're the
that's why I asked for Curry.
As far as I'm concerned, Curry's too good to go to Sacramento. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that.
They might.
I wouldn't.
They might.
Philly ain't that stupid.
They might. To get rid of Ben, you know how bad you want to get rid of Ben.
Oh, I want you rid of him bad. You ain't getting Seth though.
Except for Thabo, you got to get one of them.
You can get Thabo. Matisse, you can get Matisse.
Yeah, but
I'll give up Matisse. You're not getting Seth.
You're going to give up your young gun?
Seth has proven himself.
I know, but usually veterans, you just play veterans. So you're going to trade.
Seth's not really a veteran. He is, but he ain't.
Like 8 years? 8, 9 years?
He played the G League for a minute. Don't do that now.
He's been in the NBA. Okay, been anywhere for a legit 5 years.
Okay.
Maybe six.
Well, the bubble season was kind of short.
Don't do that.
We had a compressed season in there, so maybe. I don't look at Steph as a veteran. I look at him as a G League veteran. I don't look at him as an NBA veteran. He had a late bloom. He had a late start.
Yeah.
Okay. He's proven, though.
I didn't say what.
I'm not sending him to Sacramento. That's not fair. That's not fair. But I will say the Portland trade looks better and better every day because Portland needs help. Bad.
The new problem is they keep saying it, so I don't know what they want.
That and y'all missed the window of Trey CJ because he's hurt again.
Yeah, nobody. CJ value.
Crashed and burned.
Crashed.
Overnight.
Because what is it now? It's not even a bat.
Overnight. It's his lungs.
Collapsed
lungs.
Exactly. So now you got bad lungs and a bad back?
Don't worry about that.
And you 30?
His trade value dropped overnight.
And you push it. He 30.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, him and Damar, but Dame value ain't going down.
No,
but I'm not trading Dame at this point. He said he actually, what I read was he likes the new
GM.
Yeah, the new GM.
Dame saying everything right.
Well, they said him and the new GM already had a good relationship.
Well, what it is, what the report I had was it Lakeham? Whoever was there beforehand.
Well, no, new GM. He had a great relationship with him.
No, I'm saying whoever's there before me, like they moved the interim.
Yeah.
I think what Dame did, report I had was he went to the new interim GM and said, hey, as long as we're still working on getting Ben Simmons here, I'm cool with that because that's the plan that him and Neil Oshie had put together before. I don't know now. Before he was trying to get CJ traded.
You gotta give me a little bit more.
He
gotta give me Norman Powell.
Oh, that's tough. I understand it for value purposes because now you gotta sweeten the deal. Because I know if I'm Daryl Morey, I'm gonna look at it like
he might be Curry.
Huh?
Curry might come back to Portland. Though. If I'm giving you Pat, you gotta get Curry back.
I like that.
Yeah, I'm not giving you.
I thought about that too. When you say Sacramento, I'm like, I'd rather see him go back to Portland.
That's true.
Portland can definitely use
it. I mean, it makes them still, they're not
gonna be anything.
I mean, they make
them. It makes them play in contenders. And be honest, Portland's a first round knockout, even if they get to the playoffs.
Well, not they got Dame. Not an automatic first round knockout.
Ben is not a deal breaker or deal maker for them.
Well, they probably is.
Now, if you get Seth back, space the floor out a little bit.
They need to.
Oh, they do, because Nurkic got to go.
Yeah, the problem is.
Where, who going to take
him? There's nobody.
Who?
There's nobody on field. No. I don't want Drummond that bad.
What position does Matisse play?
A four? Matisse is a three.
Oh, he's a three?
I mean, he's 6'8", but he's really a three.
Because he plays a five on small ball.
The bodies at four.
Yeah, you could.
I mean, that's what they do. They put Tobias at four.
Yeah, you could.
They switch them out.
I see what you're saying.
They really both. Tobias is a four and Thibault's a three, really.
See, back when Dwight was in Philly, he would have been great for the Portland trade. Mm-hmm.
And I don't want Winston that bad.
Who?
DeAndre. Even though... DeAndre Drummond.
You mean Andre Drummond?
Andre Drummond.
Yeah, I think it was like Jordan. Was like,
yeah, Andre Drummond. Sorry.
Yeah, no, you're good. That's an ugly situation.
They'd have to find a center somehow.
It had to be a three teams. I did see that report too.
A
lot of the teams that want Ben, it's more likely going to be a 2-3 team trade to make it work. Not just for money purposes, but for pieces. Mm-hmm. Because, again, like you said, Portland doesn't have a true big.
John Walker's still.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if it's on the table. It should be.
Oh, my God. Where can he go?
No, the John Walker Ben Simmons.
I'd love it. Don't know if it'll happen. But I'd love it. I don't know if Daryl Morey is a John Wall fan, though. That's the only thing. I like it. He's all-star caliber. I like it. That's a straight-up trade. I would straight up do it. Contract-wise, straight up.
John Wall, huh?
Yeah,
not playing.
But I don't know where he's at conditioning wise because he hasn't.
We usually saw a peak with John Wall last year.
We did.
I mean, you saw like a healthy John Wall.
We did. He averaged over 20 points a game. He was putting up numbers. Mm-hmm.
And you almost got it.
Please,
you gotta get it.
Y'all gotta get EJ.
That's the
name I want to.
I don't really like the Philly, but.
I do.
I don't know if he's gonna get the same type of six-man role though.
Nah, he would.
It'd be with Thibault. Thibault's man, Shake. He's both for him.
EJ's a veteran. They don't give me.
I know.
Seniority.
You know where I do like him? It's gonna sound crazy. Washington.
Six-man.
Been starting sometimes.
Hmm. Yeah, don't come back home, EJ. They rebuild. Nah, don't come home.
As much as we would love
don't come home, come EJ. Home. Pacers are not
as much as we would love
worthy.
Home,
don't do it.
As much as everybody wants you to come back home.
I'd rather you stay in Houston before you come to Indy. The Pacers do not deserve your talent. What he's doing in Houston right now, numbers-wise, off the bench? Huh? Now, I will say this. Them and Cleveland, because Cleveland on a hot streak too.
I know. I don't know how I feel yet. I know they're talking about Cleveland.
Well, without Colin, I mean, it's kind of like, Garland's averaging 20 points a game, though.
They gave a race to Garland because I already told you about Kyle. He's a free agent after the year.
True.
He already know how I feel about Jared Allen.
Brooklyn. He's the man.
Brooklyn's just your
screwed up.
Brooklyn's your
matter of fact, did we? I don't know if we said, we might have said this a while ago. Mm-hmm. Brooklyn would have made it to the finals if they kept Jared Allen.
Yep. Well, one reason
because it would have gave the Bucks that much of a fight.
Only reason they could, well, one reason
they could afford him
exactly because they picked Joe Harris over.
Yep,
I would have picked Jared Allen over.
Yeah, I agree. Now with Joe Harris being injured, it kind of looks bad now in hindsight.
Well, and he got, I already knew though when they had all them on some tours, pushed the side, it's not what you say.
Yeah,
he was balling before they got Harden.
Before they got Harden, and yeah, I agree.
They need a, he was a real shooter, need to bring in Harden like, oh.
Well, Harden can shoot too.
And Harden control the ball.
Harden got a usage rate. Him and Westbrook literally are like the highest usage rate in the league.
Right. They got to be almost ever.
They're neck and neck.
James Harden got to be up there forever. Him and Westbrook.
They're like literally like all time highest of all time.
They got to be. That's not about right.
And their numbers are basically the same.
Like Kobe and Jordan.
I always said this. I was like, that's why I didn't understand the Houston deal back when they were together. I'm like, they're the same player. Literally. The only difference is Harden can shoot three better than Russ. That's it. They play the same game, though. They're the same
player. They say James Harden at the end is going to be in the top five for threes, too.
He should be.
Well, he's top, what's he, eighth or seventh or eighth right now.
But when his career is over, he'll be up there.
They say the best he could catch is Reggie. They said maybe Ray Allen.
It depends on his health. Mm-hmm. And what team he's on, how do you?
At best, he could get close to Reggie. And they said, and maybe he could catch.
Did they say Dame was going to be in that conversation? Will he be okay?
Dame is top 10 or about to be top 10. He's like,
he should be right there.
Yeah, I don't know if Dame will catch him.
He's because threes aren't his game.
No.
He hit him. That ain't his like first shot to go to, though.
Yeah, I mean, he has two with trouble, but if he get traded,
he goes somewhere else.
Like, if you go, I don't know, Philly. Something like that.
You put him with Joel Embiid, I mean, that pick and roll would be crazy.
He ain't got to take threes.
No, he don't. Now, question. You brought John Wall. Nobody's talking about that.
Mm-hmm. Not no more.
What type of style would they play? Would it be a pick and roll? How would that work with Joel? Pick and roll? I like it. I would like to see him in Philly. I don't know if John Wall and Doc would get along, but we'll see about that.
No, I mean, he's mature now.
That's true.
He's not younger than John Wall. He missed, what, 2.5 years?
Okay.
Straight.
Him and Clay.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So you got to learn a lot when you're just sitting at home.
That's true.
I would have to think, John Wall did that too.
Oh, that's scary. With Jokic? Oh, that's scary.
As much
but
as
can they afford them? Well, they got to drop Jamal. Yeah, you got to drop Jamal's gone.
Pretty much. And you have, like, almost zero trade value for Michael Porter.
So you can get them for cheap now if you do move them. They just paid them, though.
They're taking a loss.
They are taking a loss.
That's why you can't trade them. If you gamble, you got to hold on to that.
Ooh,
I don't want to.
You got to eat that. You got to eat
that. Because
you paid them. True.
And you got to pay the contract. I got a second round pick for him.
That's true. Like,
what? Whoa. I got a first round pick for him. What? Ain't no players.
You're going to come up off that contract.
Yeah, I'm not paying that.
I'm not eating that.
I'm not eating that contract.
Not without getting some compensation.
I'm not eating that
contract. I need cash value.
At least 2 years. I'm not eating that contract for at least 2 years.
Yeah, that's true. Before you
think about it.
Really, I think what it is, you just got to see how he does a rehab and then make a decision based on that.
Yeah, but it's like that's gonna take a minute.
Yeah, I'm saying you got to see how he looks
like after this season.
Speak of rehab, that's what I forgot to put on this list. Zion. Yeah. So reports came out today. Sham said they injected his foot.
It came out earlier week two that he had a setback.
Well, they dropped saying they had to get an injection in his foot to promote healing. Another 4 to 6 weeks.
So you're done for the year.
Tell Pelicans shut down. Because when the Pelicans going to do anything? Outside of that game winner that Devontae Graham had against SGA, that was a hell of a shot.
That was a great shot.
That was a hell of a shot.
Hey,
he ripped OKC fans' hearts out that night.
You know, Pelicans, somebody else is feeling more. My man got to go.
Ray Ingram, save him.
Yeah, I got to go.
Free him and Josh Hart, man. They don't deserve it.
They broke.
Both of them are talented.
Exactly.
Former Lakers. They've been disrespected.
Yeah, just rebuild.
Get them out of there. Blow the team up.
Just get to Zion, man.
Can we just move the Pelicans to Seattle and bring back Supersonic?
Well,
at this point, can we just move them?
Well, I know what they're going to do.
Can we move them?
They're going to put Seattle and Vegas.
All new teams.
They literally, where they go is going to bring back the Supersonic.
Okay. And then Vegas get their
Vegas team. Was already what a couple years ago.
Yeah, they wanted to see how the Aces did.
Yeah.
And then
it's killing Summer League.
It's killing them.
Summer League's killing them.
Every year. Every year.
A team out there, man.
They need one.
Move to Magic.
Damn, speaking of Magic.
I'm just saying.
Speaking of Magic, former Magic player James Ennis is in Brooklyn now due to that hardship exemption I mentioned earlier. They got a lot of players in the COVID protocol. I think Cam Thomas, a lot of them is in there.
Cam is in there now, too?
I thought he was in there.
He just played.
No, he wasn't playing today.
Oh, well, not today.
He was on the bench.
Other game.
He was there, but he wasn't playing. He was in street clothes. But you know how I know that's bad? Blake was actually after playing. Blake was actually out. Yeah, that's how I know they ain't got no players. Then they put you out of rotation. They had to bring you back in because they ain't had nobody. That's crazy. Yeah. So, you know what's funny? Weird stat. The Knicks were winning more games when Kimba was out there. I don't know what that means, but they went on. They
weren't doing nothing. He was just out there.
Apparently was scoring.
He wasn't doing nothing. Kimba was just out there in the
West. So are you saying that him not being out there doesn't impact the game at all for them?
No.
Damn. Not even a little bit?
Not really.
Damn.
Not really. It's really Julius Randle and RJ's Cole. But Julius Randle, RJ got his
name. Oh, he on the block.
Who?
RJ Barrett.
Well, I can see that.
Because he hasn't made that leap.
And we ain't got time for him to make that leap.
It's funny because him and Zion are both kind of in the same boat right now.
Yeah, but
they're underperforming.
He's not really underperforming. He's just saying,
to me, I still consider that underperforming.
No, because RJ's out there underperforming. At least Zion, he at least got an excuse why.
I'm seeing more out of Kevin Knox than RJ Barrett at this point. Like, we're keeping Kevin and trading RJ.
Hey, we probably was the NFL segment. Because Kevin Knox.
Yo, I'm saying, I don't know, man. I don't know what to tell you, man. I want to send speedy recovery to the Chicago Bulls because they were on a hot streak before COVID got a hold of them. They lost like 11 or 12 players to COVID protocols.
Yeah, they had nine. I think it was nine, and they had
six. Yeah. So
they got to play.
The Bulls were on a
hot streak.
The Bulls were on a hot streak before COVID hit them. They were winning. They were winning big games.
They already missed. They were postponed their first two. They got to play Saturday.
Hope most of them can clear and get the negative test back in.
Somebody got to bring some JJ.
And while we're talking about the Eastern Conference teams battling COVID, the Bucks took a huge hit. Giannis. Wesley Matthews, you said Chris Middleton had a knee injury.
Yeah, he got a sprained knee. I don't know if it's sprained knee or something. Some of his knee, he got a surgery. He might have a surgery.
That's going
to put a damper on it. They're waiting for a second opinion to decide if he's going to have surgery and just let it
but try to heal naturally. Which means he's going to be out longer.
They say 4 to 6 right now.
For now.
Exactly. They say if you have surgery, it'll be about the same. They say 6 to 8 if he has surgery.
All right, gotcha. Is there anything else I need to cover? I feel like we pretty much tapped into the
pretty much back at the
show. Okay, well, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna take a quick break, y'all. Let's just marinate on that. We come right back. We're gonna talk about the NFL week 16. Are we going to week 16 or 15? Are we in 15 or 16? I don't know, we fly together.
I know. You and me both.
It's either 15 or 16 we're in right now.
15.
15?
Mm-hmm.
So tonight was the first week 15?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we get back. We're going to talk about Thursday night football. Awesome night tonight. Thanks a lot, Herbert.
Thanks a lot, Brandon Stone.
Yeah, when we get back, we're going to cover some NFL. Stop studying with Tony Turner. GTA Heat Check, GTASportsNetwork.com. Follow it, subscribe it, GTA Sports on YouTube.
Trying to find that place that defines your look? Check out Jay's Classic Cuts. Need a taper fade, more drip for your waves, or maybe a crispy lineup for your dreads and braids? One cut from John the Barber, how you feeling like the Godfather? Book your look with Jay today on the Cut app. Jay's Classic Cuts, located 1387 Shaylin Avenue, Suite E. It's Top Slide with GTA Sports. Hello everyone, it's Top Slide with GTA Sports. It's 2021. It's a new year. Time for some new gear. Usher in the new age your way. The new age elements. Giving you a reason to style for every season.
New Age Element Sportswear. Wear your story with pride. The vintage and modern vibes with the creatives in mind. Special collection coming soon, so stay tuned. NAElements.net. Invest in your best. You are now tuned in to Heat Check with Ty Slatter and Antonio Turner. Right here on GTA Sports Network. Follow GTA Heat Check on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, GTA Sports Network. And check out GTASportsNet.com for all things basketball.
And we're back. It's Ty Slatter. And this is GTA Heat Check. Brought to you by GTA Sports Network. You should follow GTA Sports Network on Twitter and Instagram. Don't forget to subscribe to GTA Sports on the YouTube and GTASportsNet.com for all things world sports. We're going to talk the NFL. Before we even jump into the NFL, we're going to tap into the SWAC. For those of y'all that don't know, that's the HBCU.
That's swag.
Swag. Primetime, Coach Prime. Deion Sanders has done the unthinkable. Not only did he manage to have a nearly perfect record in his first year as an HBCU head coach at Jackson State, winning the title.
I think they play tomorrow, Saturday. In a bowl game.
They won the championship for their conference.
Yeah, they got a bowl game.
They got a bowl game this weekend. I forget who they playing. I'm going to check that real quick.
Oh, they play South Carolina.
They play South Carolina. Okay, South Carolina State.
Darius Leonard's
Another HBCU. But the news that I want to touch on today, outside of him having an impeccable record with his son playing the quarterback, Shador, and as well as Shiloh plays the cornerback. Maybe. Might have been the cornerback.
Yeah. I think
so. If it wasn't the quarterback, it might have been the cornerback.
Yeah,
so. Either way, congratulations to the Sanders family. Jackson State did secure the number 2 pick overall for the 2022 draft. He said he was the number 1 cornerback in the league, right?
Number 1 in the nation.
Got you. Hunter, right? What's his name?
Yeah,
I think it's Tyler Hunter.
Yeah, I think that's what he is.
Cornerback?
He's a corner, yeah.
Okay. So, for those that –
Travis Hunter.
Travis Hunter. Thank you. Thank you for that. For those who wanted to – think that this HBCU thing was just a fluke or a phase or a moment, we're here to let you know. Oh, wow. Was that Wayne Ellington? Oh, it was.
Yeah.
Nice. It's not a fluke. This is real. It's the HBCU. This is what we do.
And it's great. He's not the only one. All his coaches are, most of them, former NFL. But
true.
Eddie George is out there, too, Tennessee State, former NFL player.
TSU.
So there's it's crazy how he flipped because it's former school. Where he went to school, where Deion went to school, they flipped from Florida State to Jackson State.
It is kind of ironic.
Super ironic.
Yeah, it's funny because he was the coach there, too, I think, for a season.
I think so. Yeah. I think he went to go, to train with him.
Yeah,
when he first started getting the coaching,
and then he switched over.
He went there to go train. And he went to sports.
Right. He went to that. Yeah.
So he still able to do NFL.
To see that. Let's just give props where props is due. Deion Sanders is the GOAT of the HBCU realm, as well as one of the GOATs in the NFL for obvious reasons.
Oh, absolutely.
Nobody can question the pedigree. He is a winner. At every level.
And there has been some former, some great. Donovan McNabb, Jerry Rice, the greatest wide receiver ever.
Absolutely.
Darius Leonard recently.
There you go.
That's just the name of him.
Deion Sanders is a Hall of Famer. Gold jacket. Earned first ballot. Like, we're not even going to. Technically,
he shot two.
Technically,
he need one for special team.
I agree.
And he might get one. He deserved one in baseball.
Absolutely.
So
I mean, the man played two sports at the highest level, MLB and NFL, simultaneously.
And played two different positions at the same time.
Facts.
The greatest second, him and Devin Hunt, Devin Hester. Two greatest return men ever.
Absolutely. Prime time is a GOAT, and as a coach, we already know what it is. So. Again, I have nothing crazy to say about this.
Said, they want to say it's about money. We ain't got no money. That's what he said. He said, so they said
it ain't about the money.
He was like, we ain't got no money to compete with, like,
Mississippi
Alabama
State
and Florida State.
Yeah. You know, Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Like, no. Yeah. No, no, no.
Yeah. SEC, SEC.
To the boosters that are mad that he's not coming to coach USC or Miami or, you know, I mean, don't get mad. Understand HBCUs are behind the eight ball every season. Financially, media. They didn't get no press till they won. So let's be honest. They've been doing this quietly under the radar, and y'all mad because they make, nobody was showing HBCU games on national television like that. Keep it real.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't want to hear nothing from the big majors other than we already know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
All the offers are going to come in now. All the big major players in the NCAA are going to come calling.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, because Deion knows how much power he has, and he knew this going into it.
Oh, absolutely.
He's not going to take those jobs.
No, not right now.
Because HBCU is home.
He got to at least do it. He got at least be a head coach for at least 5 years in the HBCU.
Because you got what he has to do is
and I don't want to see him in the HBCU or the NFL.
I agree. If an NFL job comes up,
a different story.
Hey,
exactly.
Just do better than Urban Meyer did in Jacksonville. You thought I was gonna bring it up?
I could do a better job head coaching. You could do a better job head coaching.
And I ain't play football.
Exactly.
But I know the plays.
Exactly.
Damn.
You know I talk to a man too. You know I talk to a grown man.
I ain't gonna kick a man when he down either.
Dang. Well, maybe a kicker.
No, not even him.
Dang.
That cost me the job.
Yeah, exactly.
That was the breaking point right there.
Exactly.
Mr. Khan said himself that he was hoping and expecting. He put out a statement. He released a statement based on him getting fired. Well, I'm sorry.
2 days
announcing that they changed. They were going in a different direction. They didn't even call it a firing. He called it we wanted to go in a different direction because he expected him to regain their trust and rebuild the team culture, and he failed to do that. Yeah. This is according to the owner. This is what the owner said.
So, outside of all the goofy stuff he do off the field.
Right.
He benched James Robinson, your guy in fantasy, off of one fumble last week.
And that's their best player.
Yeah, so Trevor Lawrence had to come out and say, over a fumble?
Over a fumble.
He said, we need James Robinson out there.
Literally. You're not winning. That's really winning nothing anyway. Exactly. But at least you have a puncher's chance.
Exactly.
With Robinson out there, give him something.
Bro.
Who are you throwing to?
I know, we don't talk about Jacksonville ever.
Who's he throwing to without Robinson?
Exactly.
He's the number one option.
You know,
he's the only option.
Talk about the head coach over Trevor Lawrence.
I mean, because Sunshine ain't really did nothing.
I know, but I'm saying, but if you don't talk about,
I mean,
we talked about the only Zach thing, Wilson, terrible.
The only
Justin Fields,
terrible.
But he's great, but he's on a terrible team.
It's a terrible situation.
Exactly. We talked about
No. You know, whoa.
Let me go back.
Justin Fields is not a bad quarterback.
No, you about to get it solid.
Coach Matt Nagy.
That's what I'm saying. He about to get a Christmas present.
Gotta go.
He about to get New Year's.
Gotta
New
go. Year's, you know what? If I'm the Chicago Bears owner, Mike, is it Pace? Ryan Pace?
No, it's GM.
I don't know who the owner is. But Pace, the GM. If I'm GM. If I'm Ryan Pace, if the Vikings beat me on Monday Night Football, I'm firing Matt Nagy Tuesday morning. I said it. I'm throwing it out there.
That's your contract.
Oh.
You gotta play through all these losses. I'm not about to pay you to go home.
Chess.
I can't pay.
I can't eat. I can't. If I'm the owner, I don't want to see this.
I don't. That's why he don't. You think the owner of the game? I said the family. I'm not going. Hey, grandkids, y'all.
Y'all can take my.
Y'all can say I'm going. I'm going.
Take
out
my
the country.
Take my suite.
I'm going out the country, man. You're not calling.
Because if I'm the owner, I don't want to see this. I watched this man fumble. Hold on. I watched this man fumble the draft.
You know what? The best part
with Deshaun and Patrick Mahomes.
Best game
for Trubisky.
The best Bears game.
Nagy was out. Justin Fields played his best game without his head coach.
That's terrible.
God, I mean, that's just the reality of the situation.
That's,
I'll go on a limb and say, hey, Trevor Lawrence, since we're on the topic of coaches and quarterbacks not working out, Trevor Lawrence will have a better season without Urban Meyer. His sophomore year is going to be better without him.
Oh, absolutely.
I wouldn't be surprised if they the next, about six, how many games they got left? Pull up the Jaguars schedule. Let me see what they got left. They might win.
I think
they might win without Urban Meyer.
I got a guess.
They might win. If you put Robinson back on the field, I mean, the Jags might win the last few games without the head coach. Okay.
This week, and then they play. So I think Houston. Then they play Wednesday. They play Houston, the Jets. Then they play New England, the Colts.
Colts have known to be giving games to the Jaguars.
The Colts won't need that game.
Colts probably going to lose it.
It is in Jackson.
Yeah, Colts are known to give games to Jaguars as gifts.
They bet not.
They can. They, not. They will. And they in the hunt, too. They bet not.
They definitely lose at you.
Well.
They might lose at the Jets. It's cold out there. They're not used to that. Outside, the girl in the sunshine ain't ready for that.
What's your thoughts on Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, considering the start they had to the season and all the drama and trauma?
Bad man.
He's a bad man, but what we think of it now? Are they going to go to the divisional? Where you got the Packers landing this year with Devontae Adams?
I'm still.
They could go to the championship.
I can't put my money on it yet.
I didn't say they were going to win it. I said they could get
because
there.
Because y'all got to put your money on Tom Brady.
Well, I'm saying he can go there
if and, I got picked,
and go against the Bucs. Wouldn't they meet in the championship match?
Yeah, if I got – I could see that.
They did last year.
If I could see – if I yeah, I could see that.
And they almost won it. They almost won.
I still got a little faith in my other team. I don't know.
Who's your other team?
You know they lost.
Buffalo?
Hopkins? No. In the NFC.
Oh.
I lost DeAndre Hopkins.
Oh, yeah. Ooh,
I want to pick the Cardinals. I want to still. I got a little faith in them. Though.
They don't have a lot of players.
I know. DeAndre Hopkins for the Ravens. Maybe back in the playoffs.
But what? At what great, at what percentage?
He's a Hall of
Famer. I'm not doubting that, but at what percentage?
It don't matter. Percentage.
Okay.
It don't matter what percentage you got in the Andrew Hopkins. Hey, they AJ showed up. AJ Rick showed up. They gonna That's need cute. They gonna need all of them. And James Conner, they need all of what they got, they gonna need all of them.
James Conner gonna do what he gotta do.
Yeah, they gonna need it all down without the Andrew Hopkins.
I feel that.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel it.
You gonna need AJ Green, you gonna need Christian Kirk, you gonna need all of them to step up.
I feel it. You brought up Kirk. So, Kirk Cousins.
I said Christian Kirk. I didn't say Kirk Cousins.
It was a good segue.
No, that wasn't a segue. You said winged it into that.
Kirk Cousins. The Vikings are 6-7. They still have a puncher's chance. They're in the hunt still.
That's not saying a lot of puncher's chance. 2 weeks ago, you said it was the playoffs.
I'm telling you.
You can't go from in the playoffs to a puncher's chance. That's a huge drop-off. In the playoffs and a puncher's chance is two different quotes.
I'm blaming Mike Zimmer for this one.
It's not a lot of Mike Zimmer.
Oh, but he definitely gets a bulk of the blame.
60%.
It's 70-30.
Okay, you Kirk Cousins 30, and then the rest of it is the defense.
Zimmer needs to go.
Well, yeah. There's a – I don't know what I'm going to do. That's on the podcast. But last time we did one, he got five games. They said – Zimmer basically has to get to playoffs to get fired.
I agree.
And if Zimmer gets fired, the GM get fired.
Right. If GM get fired, Kirk Cousins get traded.
Well, next year is last year on the deal.
It's a domino effect. And ultimately –
he almost did. You can get a little bit for Kirk Cousins because he's still
– he's still valuable.
For as a quarterback, he's still young.
How old is he?
33, 34.
Wow.
He's like – yeah, he's a little bit older than Matt Ryan.
Basically, your Vikings are on the verge of a rebuild if they don't make it to playoffs.
Well, quarterback-wise, everybody else is – well, maybe
Thielen gonna be gone too.
But well, if we ever Kirk Cousins,
that's what I'm saying.
Jefferson, you stand. Jefferson down foot, I ain't going home. I got anything to do with it. We just paid Dalvin and Jefferson. We'll pay you too. Only problem is we can't get no quarterbacks.
Nope.
No quarterbacks
that's valuable.
That's better.
The only one I would think of that needs to be traded but won't get traded and you don't want him because you don't like him is Matty Ryan.
That's not better than Kirk Cousins.
I know.
I said you got to be better.
It's a lateral move.
Exactly.
That's a lateral move.
And I don't trust – I trust Matt Warren less than trust Kirk Cousins.
I agree with that.
The best deal – I don't think we'll do it. I'll take it.
Oh. For Kirk?
Two for Kirk.
They ain't going to do it.
Two for Kirk.
Miami ain't going to do it. If I talk to Mike Flores, to Brian Flores about it, he ain't gonna do it.
Yeah, are you gonna talk to him?
He ain't gonna do it.
You gonna go talk to him?
You want me to do what?
There is. I did hear a report that Kirk Cousins could that the Saints and Steelers.
I like him in Pittsburgh. I like
Big Ben's last year.
I like it.
Yeah, but we ain't gonna get no real options.
You ain't getting nothing back though.
I don't want no Mason Rudolph or
Hodges.
Not he definitely want options. Dwayne Haskins. Oof. I don't want either one of them options.
I almost forgot he was out there.
I maybe take James, maybe.
You gotta see how you look at
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying. That, yeah. I don't want to say they not even trade Taysom Hill.
No, he's stuck.
They make it Taysom Hill to start quarterback in New Orleans.
Over Simeon?
He's not they a paid him.
He's not a quarterback.
They paid him. Like a quarterback. I'm just saying. That's a Sean Payton. That's a firewall fits on this. Sean Payton, he is not your weapon.
That's tough.
He's not offensive. He's an offensive weapon, not a quarterback.
That's tough. What's up with the and what's up with the Bengals? I mean, they had a great season. Jamar Chase is doing his thing, rookie of the year, potentially.
Well, so the Bengals are not bad. They kind of get them.
They are.
You know, they remind me of the Cardinals last year.
You think they're a year off?
They're a year off. They still got a chance, though. They're not out.
But as far as them making a run, it won't be this year. Probably next year.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of.
I like Mixon, Chase, and Burrow.
I don't like their coach. You can keep 100.
Who is their coach?
Zach Taylor.
Yeah, nah.
I'm not the biggest. I don't like the. They have like one good year being a coordinator.
Yeah.
You get head coaching spots. They don't really prove a lot. One good year, you can do that. I can almost go out there and do that in one year.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You ain't proved anything.
And you, bro, they are. They're 32 out there coaching some players that are over the older than me.
I agree.
You go for coaching 40-year-old, 35, 36-year-old grown men. They look at you like, man, you know, this kid.
Right, basically.
And that's basically
how I like Joe Burrow's bounce back from his leg injury last season. So it's great bounce back for him.
No, he's
and his guy, Jamar Chase, came in the league blazing.
Look, they got comeback player and –
Rookie of the year. And then Joe Mixon stayed healthy.
Shockingly.
Yeah. For the first time ever. He always hurt. So that's a shock. They got a good core, young core.
No, they do. The only reason they got a chance is because the Ravens are screwing
that division is weak.
Ravens and the Browns.
And the Browns are done.
They got 21. Toast. They got 21 players in COVID.
And I think Baker's not getting that contract.
I told you that before. Jesus.
But he came in swinging because they came off that high from last. They overachieved. Oh, don't do that.
Odell do on Monday night.
He had a moment.
Odell was balling
Monday night.
Odell was balling Monday night.
He had a moment.
If Matthew Stafford could find you and Baker came, there's a problem.
Well, Matthew Stafford, the same one that had Megatron that couldn't do nothing with him. So I don't hear that. We ain't gonna let that one die.
Okay. So Baker couldn't find Megatron. He had Megatron apparently.
Odell is not Megatron. He's not Megatron.
He's almost close.
Megatron was Randy Moss. Odell.
Okay, Odell's not tall enough.
Exactly.
He's a player, though.
He's up there. He ain't Megatron.
He's great. He's almost Hall of Famous.
Man, wide receiver. I can't. He's such
almost
a diva.
I said almost.
I think
most wide receivers are. Randy Russell's a diva.
That's fair.
T.O. is a diva.
Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown. Ocho Zito. Antonio Brown.
That's what's going
on. I don't know what Bruce Arians said.
I don't know where this is going.
Bruce Arians said, I don't know what we're doing with Antonio Brown anymore. About his future with the team. That's what he said on Monday. Fake COVID cards and stuff.
That's what's going on. I was going to talk about the Bucks. The Bucks are, you know, obviously 10-3, if I'm not mistaken. Their record is, you know, it's the GOAT. Everybody gets the GOAT. Bucks are on the way to another title. I have nothing else to say about that.
Is there anything to say
about that? There's really nothing to say about that. And Matt Stafford is what we thought he was.
Yeah,
you know, it's that bad.
Yeah,
so I mean, if I miss anything football wise, I feel like I pretty much covered the teams that actually matter. Okay, well, you know, don't know where you can find us at. We're gonna get up out of here, man.
Instagram, @Tone_Fresh.
You can follow me at Ty Sloan on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Let's get another episode of GTA Heat Check brought to you by GTA Sports Network. Hope you enjoyed it. Subscribe to your channel, GTA Sports. Don't forget GTASports.com for all things world of sports. Until next time, it's Ty Sloan and Tony Turner. We out.
Thank you for tuning in to Heat Check. with Ty Slatter and Antonio Turner. Follow GTA Sports Network on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, GTA Sports Network. You can follow GTA Heat Check on Twitter and Instagram. And check out GTASportsNet.com for all things basketball.